All it takes is a few words from a storybook to connect young children over a radio station's broadcasts. Radio may not be the most modern technology, but it has been reaching out to children in many parts of the United States during the coronavirus crisis. It even reaches the most remote towns and villages in Alaska, many of which lack good internet connections. The public library in the town of Homer, Alaska, got creative when it had to close during the pandemic. It is now partnering with a radio station to bring a story hour to very young children. They are required to stay at home because of the government's rules for protecting the public against the virus. Youth Services librarian Claudia Haynes reads children's books Thursday mornings on radio station KBBI, which serves the town of 5,000 and surrounding villages. The station is among several radio broadcasters that have served Alaska communities for many years. Radio has such a storytelling tradition, Haynes said. It's nice to see it put to use. The program is among ways U.S. libraries are dealing with the pandemic, notes a study from the Public Library Association. About 2,500 libraries nationwide answered questions from the association. More than 90% of the libraries reported that their buildings are closed. Like the Homer Library, they have expanded online services like streaming media and ebooks. Local libraries are providing for their communities in other ways, too. The El Dorado County Library in California is using its 3D printers to make face covers for hospitals and other places. The St. Louis County Library in Missouri partnered with a diaper bank to provide a drive-through emergency diaper service at 4 library buildings. In Alaska, the Radio Story Hour, which is also live-streamed on KBBI's website, has dance breaks to let young listeners burn off some energy. The program also invites boys and girls to call in to the show before it ends each day. They were really happy to call and say hello and have me recognize them, Haynes said. The spirit of the first program was, hey, we've been apart while the library is closed, and we're all staying home, but we're still here together in our community, and this is a way to stay connected. 4-year-old Polly Fraley always listens to the Story Hour. She said her favorite part of a recent show was when everybody ate dinner in the book Thank You, Omu by Oge Mora. Polly's mother, Casey Quinlan, said her family has listened to the station for a long time. She said they even communicate through KBBI with friends who have poor internet service. The station reads messages from listeners in its broadcasts. They can include anything from birthday wishes to love poems, Quinlan said. Polly and her 6-year-old sister Lucy have been missing the library since it closed in March. But the pandemic is bringing people back to simplicity. You know, the basics, radio, reading, doing a puzzle, Quinlan said. Librarian Claudia Haynes said she jumped at the chance to connect again with families. Leading the show is one of the rare times she leaves the house, working with a single radio station employee to get it on the air. The Story Hour is part of the station's larger effort to keep people connected, although they're in isolation, KBBI Development Director Lauren Barrett said. KBBI has also added weekly COVID-19 information reporting from officials. Another new program called Social Distance includes live music and discussions about food for listeners seeking new recipes. Retired Alaskan broadcaster Al Bremstedt Jr. noted the importance of radio right now for many across the country. Radio, particularly in a small community like that, can really focus in on children and do excellent work, he said. I'm Katie Weaver.